Our Nombuniso Gasa, who's our gardening expert, is on the line with me. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us, Nombuniso.
Good morning. Good morning, Pamela. Good morning to your listeners and everybody. And
So can I ask you a quick question, Nombuniso? You're one of those people that gardens, so you eat a lot from your garden. Are you picky when you go to the store? Do you want it to look perfect? Do you want the fruit to look perfect?
The food or the before I've cooked it or before...
So the fruit or the vegetable before you when you go to the store, do you want to shine and look pretty? If it doesn't quite look round, you don't buy it? Are you one of those people?
I used to until I started growing my own.
Yes.
And I started developing a consciousness around
nature
and eating healthy.
And nature.
Yeah. So now... I don't trust the shiny vegetables.
That's it.
They're pretty.
Yeah.
But I don't trust them. I mean, I once bought peaches actually in a particular store, and went away, and it wasn't quite a peaches season.
Uh-huh.
So I think my husband kind of knew that I had to come back and find at least one or two of the peaches in the fridge,
yes.
You know, that they couldn't be finished.
Yes.
I think he, you know, I think there was a you know, sort of like non-verbal understanding on this.
Nobody. So it was just love. I mean, what are you on about?
Yes. So what happened was that I came back 6 days later.
Uh-huh.
The pictures were exactly as they were on the table.
So
looked at him and I said, what are these things? You know, because I grew up picking peaches and you know, suddenly I thought, oh, okay. Oh, so these things don't go off.
Mm.
You know, so obviously they were full of a lot of chemicals.
Mm.
So I think after that, I was, I'm done with beautiful vegetables. I think the so-called, there's the beauty of imperfection in anything, whether it's in the garden or whether it's in life and whatever, you know, we always carry on about our bodies, our, you know, cellulites and whatever. Of course, you're not going to have the size of a 16-year-old, right? So it should be. So one needs to approach, I think, gardening in that way.
So with that in mind, lots can be done at this time. It's August. I mean, there's a lot of change in the air. What are we supposed to be doing in our gardens at this time?
Yeah. Well, firstly, August is not, you know, most people don't like August because it's windy. It's not yet warm. It's in between. It's all of this and all of that, right? It's not quite what we want. It's not, and you know, it's not beautiful yet. But we can see that winter is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the thing, and this is important for especially beginners in gardening, but also even, you know, people who have been doing gardening. You've got to, you know, we've got what is called the four seasons of the year. You know, there's a debate in South Africa about whether we have those seasons or not.
Mm-hmm.
But what is important is that you've got to find a way of having different, of packaging your year around different chores in aligned with nature. So what you should be doing now in August, I'm assuming that your winter vegetables are getting a bit tired.
Mm.
You've been, you know, pruning, you know, people do roses and all that, you know, you've been cleaning your garden, you've been pruning, you've been doing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, August is the month where I do the major cleanup in my garden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, I mean, you know, you always do the weeding, you always do, you know, gardening is not something that you do and you leave and then come back months after. So So right now, you've got to understand that you're going towards spring, and you're going to be you're going to plant a lot of things in spring. You're going to, you know, and all of that. But you can also plant certain things now.
Okay.
But the most important thing is firstly prepare the ground.
Okay.
Do the clearing, do all of that. And then you start planning what are you going to put where. This is as important for flowers, for trees, as well as for vegetables, right? So look at your garden in August, decide what you want to do with it.
Well, that's a really great tip, and thank you very much for that, because this is one of those times when you've got to be conscious about what you're doing. You are obviously preparing for spring, you're obviously preparing for summer, and this is the time. Nombonisa is saying this is the time for you to prepare and just take out all the rubbish, revamp, start afresh and start anew, and get that ground prepared for the wonderful season that's coming ahead.
702 SMS Weekend Breakfast on 31702.
My question to you was, how do you judge the fruit or vegetable that you buy at the store? Are you picky about what you're buying? Lee in Alberton High. Okay, we've just lost Lee there. And the reason I'm asking you that question is because we are told that we are one of the biggest wasters of food. I mean, it is shocking for me to hear that in a country where so many people go to bed hungry, really, we know this, we know about inequality and so on. And we often, you know, that's the big headlines are often about the big guns and the big people who squander money and so on. Actually, you and I need to start revisiting how we interact with our food, how we waste. We need to be very, very careful about our responsibility. And when do we take responsibility for what we do to the environment, to how we contribute to this inequality and so on? And it is said that the fills, I mean, we are filling dump sites with food. The biggest rubbish in there is food. Most of it, not completely off. It just doesn't look pretty. And we now have a habit of just tossing it out. It is something we need to talk about. Let me quickly take Lee in Alberton. Hi, Lee.
Hi, morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling, Lee.
Good, good. You know, I think it's more of a person's earning and what they want to see when they walk into a big retail store, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if something doesn't look nice,
yeah,
I'm not going to buy it. But having said that, I walked into Checkers 2 weeks back and I bought what is called up-to-date potatoes. I took it home and I said to my wife, these are the ugliest looking potatoes that I've seen so far. But when I cooked them, I tell you what, it was the best ever.
Wow.
You know? So sometimes we just overlook something and that's when it's at its ripest to be eaten. You know?
Absolutely.
Let me say, I paid a very high price for that 2 kg of potatoes.
Okay.
But I got to say that it cooked absolutely awesome.
What a lovely lesson.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what Absolutely. A lovely lesson. It's wonderful to hear that, Lee, because that's exactly where we're trying to take this conversation, for us to be conscious about the decisions we make at the restaurants. And this is the story, right? So when you look at big data, the restaurants are responsible for tossing out food that doesn't look great. Those are restaurants and those are retail stores and so on. But that behavior is dictated to them by how we make our decisions when we purchase. So if every single time they put up a pear or a banana that looks a little bit strange, we don't buy it, then they are then going to be trying to give us what we're looking for, which is a perfect looking banana, which then means the not so perfect looking banana is going to get tossed out. So it's in our behavior that they are making decisions about what to put on our shelves. And that's what you and I need to change. We need to change our perception about what is good fruit and vegetable.